Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Acts chapter 4, verse 23 through 31. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father, David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Yeah, so just to give you a little context about the scripture we've just read. So Peter and John have been preaching and have been taken before the rulers and the leaders of the people, and they have spoken in the name of Jesus. And a couple of things in that encounter with the authorities that we realize. One is the authorities realize that something bigger is going on in Peter and John, because these are just ordinary people. They don't have a lot of theological training. It says they're ordinary, unschooled men. So they're seeing the power of God at work in Peter and John. The other thing is Peter and John, and specifically Peter here, is the same person who deserted Jesus, who said he would never leave Jesus, and then denied Jesus 3 times. We know that all the disciples kind of deserted Jesus in his hour of need. All of them were hiding after Jesus was crucified for fear of the Jews. And so Peter and John, who had been these disciples who had been afraid, now say to the religious leaders right before this passage we read, judge for yourself whether we should obey man rather than God. We have to obey God. We have to speak about what we have seen and what we have heard. And so these believers, these disciples, these apostles, they are now speaking, even if it means that they're going to be thrown in jail, even at threat of their own life. And so there's a whole new kind of boldness after the Holy Spirit has been given to them. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today, is the boldness of the early apostles. I think that's something that we don't typically pray for in the church. I don't hear many people pray that God would give us boldness to speak the word of the Lord. But here in this prayer, they talk a little bit about the fact that this kind of persecution, this rejection of Jesus, was predicted by David, and that it's been fulfilled when Herod and Pilate put Jesus to death, that they would reject God, reject God's anointed, it says. And after they kind of go through this recap in their prayer of what's just happened with Jesus, Jesus being crucified, but now being raised, they pray, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So they pray that God would give them the boldness to be the people God has called them to be. I wonder if that's a prayer we could all pray today as we go out there. God, give me boldness to share what I need to share when I need to share it. Help me not to be afraid of what might happen to me. Whether it just be simple rejection by a group of people, or whether it actually be persecution. Some areas of the world, people are still being killed for speaking the name of Jesus. And so wherever we find ourselves today, generally in the United States, we may not be killed for it. We might be ostracized. People may think we're narrow-minded. People may say things about us to our face or even behind our back. But maybe our prayer today would be, Lord, give me boldness and help me to know when to speak and when to be silent. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.